This is nice, right? This is, very nice. When it's just you and me hanging out. When we're not, when there's no one else here to hide behind or to use as a distraction. Well, you just got really dense. And I totally know why. I do, because, that's what we do, right? We dodge and we wait and we chicken out, but we stay close and we look, and you know the looks I'm talking about, the heavy looks, the looks full of emotion and want that we're both too chicken to say. And then at the end of the night, we go home. And you walk me to my door because you're my best friend. And that's what best friends do. They walk each other home. Because I do that to you. I walk you to your door. And I linger. And I breathe you in. And I can smell you. And you're so close. And it would be so easy. But I don't. I just say goodnight. And I walk away. And I turn back. Every time I turn back, but I never go back. I never knock on your door and say anything. But then again, neither do you. I have to confess that I've watched you through the peephole, and that sounds so damn creepy. But it's not like anything could make this more awkward. This is the epitome of awkward. But I've seen you. I've seen you take 5 steps away from my door and then pause and turn around and then... and just walk away. And I know why. I do know why. And you know why. We both know why, but we don't do anything about it. And I could say it's because we don't want to risk our friendship. I could say that we don't want to risk losing each other. And that is a part of it. Of course, that's a part of it because you are so important to me. You are part of everything I do. I know you feel the same way. So that is a part of it. There is this fear. But a lot of it is baggage. So much baggage. We've both had bad relationships. Messy relationships. We've both been hurt. And when you've been hurt, you feel so vulnerable, and that does not feel nice. I mean, I feel vulnerable right now and I do not like it. I don't like it at all. I hate it. I really, really hate it. And there is a big part of me that is screaming at me to shut the fuck up. But I'm not going to, because You are really something. You are really everything. I didn't plan on warm fuzzies. I mean, friendship warm fuzzies? Of course. Yes. Yes, of course, but I wasn't the way I feel about you is all warm and fluffy and adorable and terrifying and sticky like treacle. I don't know if that's a good thing, but it is. It's thick, and when I let myself feel it, when I really let myself feel it, mostly when it's really late at night and I'm alone and I can't stop thinking about you. When I let myself feel it, it's slow and sweet, heavy, like treacle. So I'm in love with you. And I think you know that. Because I know that you're in love with me. This isn't a surprise, it's not a shock. We both know what this is. What this really is, not the friendship that we play off, that we act out. It's more than that. It's like an iceberg. There's a shit ton of stuff under the surface, and we just, we pretend it's not there, but we both know it's there, and we can't help but show it with the way we look at each other, the way we are around each other. But we don't do anything. We don't say anything. We just keep on. Until tonight, when you looked at me, a bar full of people, and then you look at me, and then it's just you and me in the room. There's no one else. I feel myself slowly sink into that treacle, and it all becomes slow and sweet and so heavy, and I don't want to climb out. I want that. I want it. I do. And maybe I wasn't completely certain before, because baggage, fear, what if? But I'm in love with you, and you're in love with me, and we really should do something about it, because this could be something really, no, this is something wonderful. There isn't any maybe, or perhaps, or possibly about it. This is good. This is the kind of good that is rare. This is the kind of good that doesn't come around every day, and treacle. Just treacle. So, I'm saying it. And I'm scared. I'm hopeful, and I'm probably falling even deeper in love with you as I stand here saying that I love you. And I don't know how that works, because that shouldn't be possible, but it is possible because it's treacle, and treacle is, you just fall into treacle. You don't, it gets you, and you've got me. I've got you, and I'm saying it. I love you. I'm crazy about you. I am embarrassingly in love with you. Really cheesy and cute and adorable. And it's all for you. And I know that you love me. I just don't know if you're ready to say it. And if you're not, if you're not, I can wait. Because this is slow and heavy and sweet and not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Because I love you. I really love you. And this is awkward. This is so awkward. But also slow and sweet. It's sticky. This is like awkward treacle. And wow. Only someone who was stupid in love would say something like that. You're an awful lot closer now. And you're getting closer and closer and closer. You want me to say it again? I love you. I love you. And you just kissed me. And you just said that you love me. Awkward trigger. Oh, come here. I love you. I love you. I love you.